Hey everybody, it's Shaman Sister Sin, and you're listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.org. That's me, the Little Shaman. Today I want to talk to you about whether the narcissist misses you or not when you leave. This is something many people wonder about, so I thought we would talk about it today. The short answer is yes, at times they do. In that aspect, on the surface, we could say they're no different from anybody else. The reasons they miss people are what are different. For pathologically narcissistic individuals, other people have a very specific, very important function. They are essential to the narcissist's well-being. Because they are unable to create, sustain, or regulate their own feelings of self-worth, narcissistic people must rely on other people to do this for them. It would not be an exaggeration at all to say that without this, the narcissist could even die. Narcissists that cannot secure people to sustain their feelings of self-worth often decompensate. They can become psychotic, dissociate from reality, and even become suicidal. Without other people to continuously rebuild, repair, and reinforce their self-worth, pathologically narcissistic people have none at all. It is for this reason that they may miss people when these people are gone. They miss what these people have done for them. This is why, if there's another person available in the narcissist's life to take the missing person's spot and perform the duties the missing person performed, the narcissist may not react the same way. They may be able to walk away from the relationship without a backward glance. This is because narcissists do not value people as individual human beings, but rather as objects. If all these objects fulfill the same function, it doesn't really matter which one you use. There may be some that perform better than others, and if you are using a substandard one, you may attempt to go back and use the better performing object, but in general, one is as good as the other. There may also be value in keeping old objects around as backup or in keeping multiple objects for security, but they all do the same thing. Pathologically narcissistic people do not miss you yourself because they do not know you for yourself and they don't care to. They miss the things you did for them. That's all. The biggest irony in all this may be that you actually don't miss them either. How can you when the person you thought you loved doesn't even exist? It's a pretty dirty trick, right? What people miss is the potential they were chasing, the validation they were reaching for, and the hope that they held on to. Because of trauma bonding, they miss the good chemicals their brain and body have come to depend on. What they do not miss is the narcissist. The narcissist is, for all intents and purposes, a non-person. They are masks that have been placed over a shattered and extremely unstable identity. It's not possible to miss that which does not exist, and when feelings are examined, we mostly find that what people are really pining for deep down is the chance to prove they could get it right and finally make the narcissist love them. It's the unfinished aspect of it all that keeps people hanging on. Once people accept that this is never going to happen, they're actually often able to move on from the relationship. People sometimes ask me if pathologically narcissistic people are destined to be so miserable and cannot be loved or love anyone, what's the point of their existence? I cannot answer that. Only they can answer that. It's not up to other people to bring meaning to their lives. They have to find the way themselves, just like everybody else. I hope this clears a few things up for you. As always, I look forward to your comments, questions, and suggestions, so please keep those coming. I take appointments online and over the phone Monday through Friday, so if you're interested in speaking with me, you can visit littleshaman.org and click the Book an Appointment tab to go ahead and do that. You've been listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.org. That's me, Little Shaman. May the Great Spirit bless you and have a wonderful day.